This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We've got an exciting hour lined up for you today here on Auto World. We're going to be talking about the big anniversary, the 80th anniversary of the Lincoln Continental. And ironically, one day this week I had an opportunity through a gentleman who will be joining us in the second half hour from DriveShare to actually drive a 1961 Lincoln Continental convertible. So Continentals are fresh on my mind. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our usual number. It's 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Now it's my pleasure to go out to the Dearborn, Michigan area and bring forth the gentleman that's in charge of the Ford Archives. It's my honor to have Ted Ryan with us live and in person joining us from the Motor City. Hey there, Ted. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great today. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. So it was actually on October 2nd when the 80th anniversary occurred. And what an interesting story. I'm a big history fan, and so I kind of eat this stuff up with a spoon. But tell us a little bit about how the Continental got its start, because it got its start in a rather unusual way.
I will. It's a great story, and to me it's a story that celebrates Edsel Ford, who doesn't get celebrated often enough. He traveled to Europe with his wife, Eleanor, in 1938, and they noticed that the luxury market cars were much more stylish than what was available in the United States. And as president of the Lincoln Motor Company, he had one of my favorite quotes of all time. He said, "My father wanted to make the most popular car in the world. I want to make the best car in the world." And with the Lincoln Continental, he set out to do that. So he lengthened the hood of the Lincoln Zephyr by 12 inches and lowered the car by 4 inches, working with Bob Gregory, his lead designer. And in the summer of 1939, he had his prototype built. It was beautiful. He had it shipped to Florida, where he drove it around. And reportedly, he returned to Dearborn from Florida that fall with orders to make 200 more. So a prototype car that was just going to be his own, they quickly worked. And on October 2nd, they began assembling the first of the Lincoln Continentals.
What a great story. And tell us a little bit about this Ford designer, because he himself was a unique guy.
Yeah, Bob Gregory was. He had started out designing yachts. And when the depths of the Depression, and not too many people are buying yachts anymore, he made his way to Dearborn, where he teamed up with Edsel. And they really formed the first of the styling departments, first of the design departments for Ford Motor Company. Fantastic. I think that you can see some of the yacht influence. You can see some of the beautiful curves on the car. But Gregory himself said that all he did was take Edsel's thoughts and ideas and convert them into drawings, and then later a scale model of the car. For example, the spare tire, the famous Continental spare on the back of the car, that was a total Edsel design. Gregory wanted to actually put it in the trunk to hide it away. So I think Edsel's fingerprints were all over the original Lincoln Continental. And actually, ironically, the first year was called the Lincoln Zephyr Continental. It didn't become the Lincoln Continental until 1940. Because they had based it on the Zephyr body, and they gave it its own nameplate, beginning with the cars in 1940.
Absolutely, and what a great story, and what it's been such an iconic vehicle throughout its 80 years. And I remember back in the 1970s when they had the designer editions of some of the Continental Mark IVs at the time, and some of the other Continentals. There was a Bill Blass edition, there was a Givenchy edition, a Cartier edition, and another edition as well. Tell us a little bit about this teaming up with the fashion industry.
It was interesting, too, because the cars were changing at that point. You were looking for outside influences on the car. And the different designers that you just mentioned, they changed the interior look and feel of the Continental. And I love that particular era of the Continental as well. Whenever I think of Lincoln Continentals, I think most people don't know the first generation very well, but the Mark I, because there were only 5,000 of them made. But then they quickly go to the Mark II, the famous 1956 edition. You mentioned it, the Coach Door 1961 edition. And when I think of the next iteration of Lincolns, I always think of the French Connection and, you know, the more squared sure. looking feel. And then you get the designer influence on it as well. I do think it's telling that to celebrate the 80th anniversary, we went back to the Coach Door look. So for the 80th anniversary last year, we did a special offer. We were only going to make 80 of them of a new custom-built Coach Door 2019 model year Lincoln Continental. And they were beautiful. Every one of them hand-built. The car was lengthened. It was built by a coach building company in Boston to get the lengthened frame. They were great cars. And excitingly, for the 2020 model year, we just announced that they're going to return and offer the Lincoln Coach Door version again. So it's
That's
a great, exciting announcement that just went out last week.
That's wonderful, because I know those original 80 were swapped up pretty fast. They were gone just as soon as they hit the potential to be ordered. They sold out in was it 48 hours?
It was just a couple of days, and they were all gone, snatched up pretty quickly. And that particular car came with a special badging system for a personalized badge for everybody who had purchased one. I was there for the unveiling. It was an absolutely fantastic car. We did it at the Design Center in Dearborn, and we had a 1961 beautiful car side by side with the new one. And when I was getting in and out of it, I was thinking, oh my gosh, even Shaquille O'Neal could get in and out of this car with no trouble. It was huge, and the interior was just beautiful, and it was just amazing.
Oh, that's great news. We're talking all about the 80th birthday of the Lincoln Continental, the iconic vehicle that we've all been looking at for so many decades. And as I said, it's a little earlier, I had some seat time behind the wheel of a 61 Lincoln Continental convertible. It was a white one with a red interior, and I can tell you anywhere I went, it turned heads, and lots of people had that look on their face, Ted, like, what is that?
It is a stylish car. It's beautiful. Once again, owned by a number of celebrities. I think the Mark II and the 61 are the ones that the celebrities clamored for more than anything else. I know with the Mark II, Elizabeth Taylor had one, and the studios had it painted to match the violet of her eyes, so it was a special one. And Frank Sinatra had one. Dwight Eisenhower had one after he was president. And the Lincoln was the car of presidents. It was the car that was the presidential limousine. The Lincoln Company would work with the Secret Service to customize them. They had additional weight. I just read a report on the one for Nixon the other day that said since it would be transported, it had special brackets that were built in the underside of the car to be able to put it in the plane and clamp it down. And his actually had a early prototype of a microwave in it, whereas LBJ's had an early prototype of a bar in it.
That's great. The choice for President Nixon, President Kennedy, President Ford, President Carter, and, of course, Ronald Reagan. And I was surprised to learn about the number of film and TV appearances. You mentioned one, The French Connection. Last week I mentioned Animal House, and of course more recently the very popular cable television show Entourage. When we come back on the other side, we'll get kind of an idea of how many films and TV shows it's been featured in. This is Auto World. Don't go away. My name is Bob. Bob Long, along with Ted Ryan. If you have a question about the Lincoln Continental, we've got a telephone number, 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're having lots of fun talking about the 80th anniversary of the Lincoln Continental, the car of stars and presidents. And joining us from Dearborn is Ford's archive, Ted Ryan. And Ted is just a wealth of information about not only the Lincoln Continental, but all things
Ford. And before that break, we were talking about appearances in films. We mentioned The French Connection. A listener last week sent me a picture of the one that was used in Animal House. And, of course, in more recent times, it was featured in a long-running cable series called Entourage. But when you add them all up, Ted, about how many different TV and movies has the Continental been featured in?
It's been featured in more than 1,000, and I'm going to give away one of my trade secrets when I'm asked this question. One of my favorite websites is imcdb.org, Internet Movie Card Database, and it's a delightful way to kill time during a rainstorm because they list every car and every type and every movie. So if you put in Lincoln, you get a list. It's literally 1,000 titles, and there's pictures of them, and you can sort it by how important they are, etc. And it's fans of the different cars, felt spotted in a movie and then populate that site up. So it's one of my go-to resources when I'm asked to assess the Mustang or the Lincoln Continental or the Bronco, my other favorite in pop culture. How many movies has it been in? So the Lincoln has been in thousands of movies, but it's part of the brand DNA. The brand DNA of Lincoln is luxury, a beautiful ride, a beautiful car. And so if you have a character or a scene where you want to have that character feel special or famous, sweet like Zach and Cody, I just looked and boom, there's one. So whenever you want the character to be in an elevated position, a Lincoln Continental is the car for you. And it's appeared in thousands and thousands of titles.
That is so cool. And Ted, you seem like you have a really cool job there at Ford. Tell us a little bit about your job as one of the people working on the archives.
I do. I've got the best job in the world. I am the Archives and Heritage Brand Manager for the Ford Motor Company. So in this position, wow, I oversee a staff that we have more than 1.5 million negatives. We have, you name a car, we've got the styling eggs where the clays were developed. We have the official records, official documents. I was working on a project recently, and I pulled out the memo where Lee Iacocca wrote to Henry Ford for final approval of the Mustang. And I mean, but it's a fantastic collection, and you have to love the cars, and we have to love the company, and we continue to tell the stories to our marketers, to our PR team. And it's more than just anniversaries. We're talking about the 80th anniversary of the Lincoln Continental. But when I bring the Lincoln brand team in the archives and I begin to pull out displays, to me the Lincoln DNA is beautiful design. So when I see the brand new Lincoln Corsair, which I don't know if you've gotten to do a media drive of that one, it is a special car. If you're going to give me two Lincolns, I'm going to get a 61 Coach Door, I'm going to get a Corsair. Because the Corsair is beautiful, and it's the Lincoln DNA. So when we talk to our marketers or our designers, we're able to make the rich heritage of the Ford Motor Company and the Lincoln Motor Company come to life for them. Not to repeat the past. We don't want to repeat the past. But it tells them going forward where we've been, what worked, what didn't work, what ideas are special, and what the essence of the different brands really are.
Yeah, that's so important, and you're absolutely right. All the current day 2019 and 2020 Lincolns share an equal amount of this special DNA, and it shows not only in the styling, but it also shows in the interior execution as well as the ease of using some of the more complicated infotainment systems, which are, of course, standard these days. But some brands like to make it very complex to navigate through the infotainment system. But the folks at Ford and the folks at Lincoln have done a great job with the Sync system.
I agree. And, I'm going to go back to Edsel Ford again. I think that the Lincoln cars that you're seeing today are a tribute to Edsel Ford. They're beautiful, they're stylish, they perform well. The Corsair and the sport mode, it's got power to it, some torque to it, and at the same time, it's a luxurious ride. And, you know, Edsel said, Father wants to make the most popular car in the world. I want to make the best car in the world. And, and I think that with Lincoln, they set out to fill that challenge every day. And the Coach Door 80th Anniversary Edition, the new 2021 that are going to go on the market now, those are special cars as well. They're fantastic.
Absolutely. And if anybody would like one of these vehicles, I would tell you to act quickly, because no doubt, like the first round, these ones are going to go very fast as well. And it's some great pictures that Ford has sent over to me of the 1939 Lincoln Zephyr sedan, and also of some of the other classic Lincolns from yesterday. And certainly when you think of all, like you said, the movie stars, all the design icons, all the politicians that have been a part of this vehicle, it really truly has a special place in America's history.
It does. And, you know, ironically, just before I came on air here, my father called me to say that he had found a 1940 Lincoln Continental for sale via one of the Lincoln clubs. And I've been talking about it so much and wrote the history and wrote the narrative. He said, you've got me really intrigued. I'm going to go give that one a test drive. So they were beautiful cars. They're special cars, and particularly that first generation. And to put it in context, that changed the way that the American car market was at the time. There were luxury cars out there, certainly. But they all had square feel. It wasn't stylish. It didn't have that panache that the Lincoln Continental had, which is why it jumped on the scene. And they never could meet the demand for the Continental. And they ceased production in 1942 for the war, and then came back in 1946. And there were always standing orders for the Continental. So when they discontinued the line in 48, it was for a variety of reasons. Edsel Ford had died. There was no, the car needed an update, and there wasn't anybody who had the ability to do it until the 56 Lincoln came out, which William Clay Ford worked on. So there was still a Ford touch on that car. But it's a special car, and it has a special shrine in American pop culture for the movies, for the presidents, for the look. And the Lincoln Continental has it all.
Congratulations to Lincoln and to the Continental for 80 wonderful years, and let's hope for another 80. You mentioned the Ford Bronco a little bit earlier. There's an iconic Ford vehicle. I'm sure you're putting together data on that. And sometime we're going to get you back and talk about the Bronco a little bit, about the history as we get ready to roll out the all-new Bronco.
I'd love to do it.
Ted, thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. There he is, the man himself. It's Ted Ryan, the chief of Ford's archives and brand manager. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Amid growing chaos in Syria, President Donald Trump has officially ordered all U.S. troops to withdraw from the country's north to avoid a bloody conflict between Turkey and U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters that continues to get worse by the hour, according to Defense Secretary Mark Esper. The Pentagon had previously pulled away a number of troops from the Turkish attack zone along the border. With the escalation of violence, all U.S. forces along the border will now follow that move. Esper said, "We have American forces likely caught between two opposing advancing armies, and it's a very unwinnable situation." The Pentagon chief, who spoke in two TV interviews, did not say the approximately 1,000 U.S. troops in Syria are leaving the country entirely at this time. Trump's national security team plans to meet later to assess the situation, Esper said, and U.S. officials continue to urge the Turkish president to halt and reverse his action. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
All right, thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. We're having lots of fun. We were talking about the 80th birthday of the Lincoln Continental, and ironically, last week I actually got the opportunity to take a drive in one of those vehicles, and to tell us all about it, it's my pleasure to welcome from DriveShare the senior manager of DriveShare operations, Steve Haas. Steve, how are you doing?
Great, Bob. How was your drive?
It was great. Yeah, I definitely got to tell you in more detail and tell all of our listeners. You know, I got the opportunity to sample two cars back to back, and it started out on Thursday of this past week, and it was a Corvette that was given to me first. It was a 1974 red Corvette with a white convertible top, and it was in great condition. And I got the opportunity to kind of satisfy one of my long-standing dreams, and that is to drive that generation of the Corvette. As most auto enthusiasts now know, we have eight generations of the Corvette, and this generation that I drove ran for the longest time. It debuted for 1968, the C3, and it went all the way through to 1982. So this was a vehicle that was around for quite some time, and getting in it and having the opportunity to drive around and listen to that engine sound, of course, The power is nothing compared to what they're offering today, but the sound emanating from that 1974 Corvette was nothing but the sound of beautiful music to me, Steve.
Fantastic. Yeah, the C3s are interesting. They've been very underrated for a long time, and I think they make great values in the classic car world. It's an entry-level classic for a lot of folks.
That's true, and because they were... The reason they ran so long with that is that the fourth generation kept being postponed, but the C3 definitely was continually improved over the years. And my 1974 test car, I particularly liked the gauges, the gauge cluster, and kind of that center cluster of gauges compared to modern cars, a little less sophisticated when it comes to air conditioning and some of the power accoutrements. The vehicle didn't have power seats is another thing. We take all these things for granted, Steve, now, but back
then... Yeah, simple things like having a trunk in your car were taken for granted nowadays. The C3 is
that's right.
So nice to make too.
That's so true. And this particular Corvette convertible that I had a luggage rack on it. And I remembered I owned an old Mustang with the luggage rack on the back, and it brought me back to that vehicle. But there's something you don't see very often today, a luggage rack.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, DriveShare was just a great opportunity to drive a car like that without the commitment of having to buy one. Or if you perhaps wanted to... always dreamt of owning one. You could drive one for a day or a weekend or a week and see if it really fits your lifestyle.
I'm
glad you had a chance to enjoy that car.
I certainly did, and I would recommend it to everybody, especially like Steve just said, if you're thinking about buying a C3 or any other generation Corvette that's available at DriveShare.com, this is a great way to drive it and get a feel for it. And, you know, I'd keep it for a couple of days if you're considering purchasing, and it gets you lots of attention out there on the highways and byways of North America, and it also gets you a great thrill to get behind the wheel of a classic car like this. And the new vehicles may have more power, but when it comes to the little things, the little styling elements that I saw on this Corvette Stingray really brought me back to that era. And being the car geek that I am, Steve, it's so cool just to see the minor little things like the gas cap in the center of the rear compartment right in the middle of that luggage rack, and curious to see how they integrated the mirrors into the vehicle, quite different from what we see now in modern day cars.
Yeah, most definitely. I actually own a C3. I have a 1977 coupe. It's bright orange. And, you know, DriveShare was a great way for me to, you know, buy that car and help cover some of my costs with it too. So I rented mine out a few times this past summer as well. And, you know, it was always fun to share the experience with other people and see the smile on their face and, you know, share stories of their drive. But at the same time, it helps me rationalize owning a couple of classic cars myself. So not only is a great way to rent a car to try out, it's a great way to help the ownership experience.
Absolutely. You can make a little money and make some people happy at the same time. That's a great thing that DriveShare allows participants to do. If you're a classic car owner out there right now and would like to loan it out to a fellow enthusiast, this is a brand new idea. DriveShare.com is part of the Hagerty family of brands, and you don't have to worry about the insurance, and Hagerty has got you covered on that end, and you certainly have all the great resources that Hagerty brings to the table. And Steve, I had a hard time classifying the handling on the C3, but since you're an owner, it seems like in some cases it's an excellent handling vehicle, and then in a few other cases, whether it's the the conditions of the road that you're on, it leaves a little bit to be desired. How would you rate the handling of your C3?
You know, it's interesting. The C3 chassis actually dates back to the C2. So while you were driving a 1974 car, that chassis dated back to 1963. It was designed before that. So you sit so far back in the car, you have an enormous hood out in front of you, which is a really a classic, unique view with those big fenders out in front of you. But keep in mind, you're sitting, you know, three-quarters of the way back in the chassis of the car. So it feels like the car is hinging in front of you when you're going around the corner. They don't handle badly. They handle pretty well. They have large tires and good brakes. And even by modern standards, they brake and handle well. But it is a very unique feeling. I don't really have a better way to explain it.
Yeah, it is definitely. You have to drive a C3 and see what both Steve and I are talking about. And then on a Friday of this past week, I got the opportunity to sample a 1961 Lincoln Continental convertible. This one was white, and it had a red interior, and it was in excellent condition. Had a number of power accessories for its day, power windows, power locks, power vent windows, which I thought was really cool. And, of course, this vehicle is just enormous, and the coach doors are so unique. And when you look at the hinges on those doors that they used back in 1961, the hinges of both coach doors are just mammoth. And this is just that. It's a mammoth vehicle, but what a stately vehicle. And I didn't have to go more than a few houses away from my house to have people pointing at and looking at me. This is a head turner no matter how you slice it.
Yeah, and you could take the entire family with you, unlike the Corvette.
Exactly. And the owner of the both cars, when I come back, I'll tell you, he had it covered up with a cover, and I put the cover back on at night, and he really takes outstanding care of this vehicle. So if you're in the Orlando area and like to check out a 61 Lincoln Continental, drive right on to driveshare.com and check it out. We'll take a pit stop and then more around the bend. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Steve Wallace is with us live. He is Senior Manager of DriveShare Operations. DriveShare.com is the website, and we're talking a little bit about my experience of the past few days, first getting behind the wheel of a 1974 Corvette Orange with a white top convertible, and my other time spent in a 1961 Lincoln Continental white with a red interior. And Steve, as you pointed out, there's plenty of room for lots of people to come along for the ride in this vehicle. And looking out over that hood from the driver's perspective, it just gives you such a kind of a throwback in time to when there were a lot of American cars with the long hoods, and nowadays we don't see that so much. But Lincoln, of course, brought it to a whole new level with the Continental.
Yeah, that's a great car. Both of those have such unique driving experiences. That Lincoln Continental's got that big square body with the, I guess they would call them suicide doors for the back seat, and that Corvette has those enormous fenders. And they're really great examples of the types of cars you find on DriveShare. So a lot of sports cars, certainly a lot of convertibles do well. And cars like that Lincoln are very popular because people use them for weddings, for photo shoots, television commercials, you name it. We get all sorts of uses in those big American convertibles. That throwback to the past is such a popular way to go to make an event special.
Absolutely. Let's remind folks about how easy it is to do business with DriveShare. You go to the website, DriveShare.com, and that's where it all begins. Tell us some of the early steps it needs to be taken care of first.
Well, yeah, like you said, just go to DriveShare.com or download our mobile app. It's available on either Apple or Android devices. And just register, totally free. And if you want to rent a car, you can browse on the site. You can search for specific makes and models. You can search by location. Lots of ways to find what you're looking for. And if you want to rent a car, you just contact the owner and start making arrangements. The first step is simply to make the reservation request, and if it's your first time, we'll just ask you to upload your driver's license so we can run that and make sure you meet our minimum standards. But that's all pretty simple. Walk you right
through
the steps.
Very good. And like you said, there's just so many beautiful cars available out there for folks, and we're looking to get more classic car owners to put their vehicles up on DriveShare because, like Steve said a little bit earlier, he owns a classic C3 Corvette. Not only does he enjoy it himself, but he also rented it out a few times this summer and made a little money there, and no doubt made some folks very happy as well. And there's all kinds of vehicles of every era available. I mean, even if you want something from the 70s and 80s, there are plenty of those vehicles that are on DriveShare. There are a lot of muscle cars on DriveShare. There's a number of sports cars, Porsches, and some other sports cars, and
modern exotics and all sorts of modern exotic cars as well. We don't really have a hard and fast rule about what type of car. It just has to be something that's fun and something that an enthusiast would enjoy driving.
That's the thing.
Also important, too, you alluded earlier to the insurance portion. So when you rent on DriveShare, we provide insurance that covers not only the owner of the vehicle, but the renter as well. So as long as you go through our process and you're verified to meet our standards, you're covered. There's no extra fees for that. That's all included on the site.
That's great. And as you said, there are some exotic cars out there, and I saw somebody had a Tesla Model S up for rent in another part of Florida. All kinds of wonderful convertibles and lots of throwbacks to the 50s and 60s. And no matter what your style, no matter what your taste, you can find yourself a beautiful vehicle to rent at DriveShare.com. And this would make a great gift for somebody. If we've got the holidays coming up, and this would make a great Christmas gift, a great birthday gift, a great gift for a recent graduate. This would be a wonderful way to celebrate a major day in somebody's life or a major accomplishment.
Yeah, and if you go to the bottom of the DriveShare homepage, we even have a way to buy a gift certificate. So if you wanted to give this as a gift to somebody, but you weren't quite sure how to make the arrangements, you could provide them a gift certificate and they could come and find what they really wanted.
That's terrific. And again, there's no cost up front. All you have to do is go to DriveShare.com and register there. And that's what we're hoping to get, lots more people registering their vehicles and lots more people renting like myself. I got very, very lucky, thanks to Steve, getting the Corvette from 1974 on Thursday and then the Lincoln Continental Suicide Door from 1961 on Friday. So that was a great way to launch into my weekend, to be driving around on Friday in that particular vehicle, and talk about a stately vehicle. And lots of people from many different generations really seem to be surprised, and lots of people probably never seen one before, so easy enough to see for the first time. No wonder they're going to take a long look, because between the coach door scenario and the sheer size and mass of this vehicle, it's such a far cry from what we see in today's automotive marketplace.
Yeah, it really is. And if you are a classic car owner, but you're on vacation, it also allows you to drive something when you're on the other end of the country. So if you're traveling from Florida, in your case, and you're in Los Angeles, rent something fun instead of something boring from the airport counter. Get a convertible and drive around. Make it a true experience. Make it part of the vacation instead of just the way to get from one place to the other. That's what driving old cars is all about. It really makes everything more memorable.
It does, and it's a complete experience, too. It's not only a visual experience, but an auditory experience. It's a treat for all the senses, because these vehicles are just that, classic vehicles, and embody so many different attributes, which make it just a special run if you're just going down the corner to Walmart to pick up something. It doesn't matter. The drive is worth the getting there. The drive is fun. You can have fun right from the get-go just going to one of your normal stops. But if you're driving a 61 Continental, you're certainly going to be sitting on top of the world.
It's hard to be an introvert if you're driving a white over red Continental convertible, that's for sure. But those conversations are part of the fun, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And most people want to know, what is it? They don't recognize it. And, of course, Lincoln, ironically, we had a gentleman head of the Ford Archives on in the first half hour of the program, and we were talking about the 80th anniversary of the Lincoln Continental and talking about a limited production vehicle that they're building for 2020 and 2021 with coach doors. And when they announced that vehicle, it was a 61 Continental that they brought out alongside the newer model. So this is an iconic vehicle and a piece of automotive history.
Well, great. I hope we can get some of those new ones on DriveShare too. That would be a fun way for more people to try them out.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll have to talk with those Lincoln folks.
No question about it. And again, the website is driveshare.com, and you do have an app that's available both in the Apple iTunes as well as in the Google Play for Android devices. And it's a very simple process. I'm certainly testimony to that. This didn't take very much to arrange at all. I just chose a couple of vehicles that I was interested in, and then thanks to Steve and thanks to the owner, they put this together for me on very short notice. So I am definitely very grateful for the experience, Steve, and it gives me a better position to talk about DriveShare now that I've actually experienced what other people experience when they go on DriveShare.com.
Thanks, Bob. I'm so glad to hear you enjoyed it all.
I sure did. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
We'll take a pit stop at the top of the hour for news. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, straight ahead, we're going to be doing lots of cool stuff right here on Auto World.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.